You're listening to an encore presentation of the Superhuman Radio Show.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Dr. Stephen Joyal of the Life Extension Foundation about how to care for your heart. And we are also going to be talking to a new sponsor briefly. But before that, we've got the my resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott, is going to be on the show telling us why we should be optimistic. Bah humbug. I don't buy it. But I want to let you know about something. Later in the show, during the second half of the show, we're going to give away a $30 gift to every listener out there. I feel like Oprah. You don't have to look under your chair for it. But I've got a $30 gift, no strings attached. Anybody who wants to take advantage of it, and I can promise you that it's something very worthy of taking advantage of, but you'll have to wait till the second half of the show for that. So anyway, first we're going to talk about why we should be happier with our lives. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, I'm not happy, Elizabeth. Why should I be happy? What's to be happy about?
Well, studies show that if you are an optimist and you have optimistic thought patterns, you actually create a better life for yourself and presumably enjoy it more. So there are a few different benefits that you get from being an optimist, and the first and foremost being superior health.
Oh, really?
They just mentioned in Harvard's Men's Health newsletter, and it's been mentioned a bunch of other times too, that optimists tend to have better health, superior disease fighting abilities, and they live longer than pessimists.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there probably thinking to themselves, sure, they're optimistic because they're healthy to begin with. It becomes a chicken and egg type of a thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, you would think that, but they've actually found evidence. You know, they do blind studies where pessimists are actually more likely to get sick and stay sick. And part of that could be that the optimists have a brighter outlook and they're maybe more willing to do things to help themselves stay healthier. But again, that behavior comes from the optimist's attitude. And it also comes from their stress responses getting triggered less often. Studies show that the less stressed you are, the less reactive to stress you are, the stronger your immune system as well.
And that's what I was really thinking about when you were talking about this earlier. I thought, you know, I can understand why optimists would be healthier, because they probably have a lesser degree of stress-related hormone and stress-related issues, and stress kills. We know stress destroys the heart. So it's
right, exactly. It works in several different ways. It's less stress, more proactive behavior, and they get themselves into better situations where they don't necessarily have fewer stressors coming at them, but they handle their stress differently. And they tend to take more opportunities. They take more risks, but they also achieve greater rewards. So they tend to get themselves into better life situations.
You know, I was thinking about this, too, as you're saying it. And sometimes I wonder if some of us, like I can think of a situation that happened to me recently where I could have chosen to act really cool about it and been upbeat about it. But then I wonder sometimes if people don't expect us to act a certain way when a situation befalls us. And we own up to, we live up to it, so to speak, because people expect us. Like, in other words, if something bad happens and you're jovial about it, which is the healthier thing to do, people look at you and go, what's wrong with you? Didn't something bad just happen to you?
Right. You know, I think sometimes that's really refreshing. Like when you see the person who, you know, has just lost a spouse or they're facing some major life crisis and they don't complain and they handle it and they're just this pillar of strength. I think a lot of people really respect that. But I think there's also this fear that if you don't react when people are treating you badly, then you're going to become a doormat, and therefore, you know, you shouldn't be as optimistic because you don't want people to take advantage of you. They've actually found, though, you can set boundaries and, you know, let people know that they have to treat you a certain way without getting upset about it and without having negative feelings about it.
That's interesting. The other problem is the media, I don't want to say just the media, but, you know, in movies and stuff, the optimist is always portrayed as some nitwit, you know, that it doesn't have the common sense to react appropriately to situations, you know?
Right. I think people have this belief that cynical is more intelligent.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like people are optimists only because they don't see the negative and they don't see the risks in certain situations. Plus, it makes for good comedy. I think it makes for a good story. But they've actually found there are two types of optimists. There's dispositional optimism, where people just naturally kind of tend to be more positive. And you can see this with small children and even babies. You know, some kids, something bad happens, and they're just screaming and wailing. And, you know, the moms know that these kids are a bit more work. And then some kids are just sort of easygoing. You know, they toddle along, fall over, and, oh, ow, you know, and they just get back up. So some of this you can see really early on. But another branch of optimism or pessimism also comes from our habitual thought patterns, the way we interpret the things that we see. And this is actually the part that you can change. There are a few different ways that we can think more optimistically if we put our minds to it. And some of it does come from not seeing things exactly as they are, but seeing things the way we choose to see them. But before you start saying, well, that's delusional, people tend to do that in the direction of pessimism as well. One aspect of this is if you see something good happen in your life, an optimist would view it as this is a sign of more good things to come. They would see it as, you know, this is something good that I helped create. You know, they take some ownership of the good things that happen
right.
to them. Whereas a pessimist might say, well, this is a fluke, you know, something good happened today, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And, you know, I had nothing to do with this. It was just luck.
You know, some of it's cultural, too, because I remember when good things would happen, my mother would always be suspect that as soon as something good would happen, something bad is going to follow, almost like to balance life out. And I think there's some cultural aspect to it as well. Some people don't feel as deserving for good things, maybe, or something.
You know, that's a very good point. And I think some of these thought patterns are passed down to us by parents who had it passed down to them, you know, and there's an idea of, you know, don't get cocky, don't get greedy, pride comes before a fall, things like that.
Right.
And it's really not necessarily that way. I mean, if you want to look at it, you can also look at it as a way of being grateful for everything that you have and, you know, expecting more good things. It's not really arrogance as
right.
much as just, you know, owning that you really can make your life what you want it to be.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, and you hear this all the time, you know, you can choose to be happy. And people go, oh, how can you choose to be happy? But the truth is you really can choose to be happy. You can have some really bad situations occur in your life. You can feel bad about them, but you can be optimistic about what can come from them and how you can change them and so on. And you can choose. And I guess that's what you meant when you said it's how people interpret
right.
what happens in their lives, that, you know, the self-talk, so to speak.
Right. One thing that I really love about optimism versus pessimism, I'm sort of a literal kind of fact-oriented type of person naturally. Some people can just change their emotions by putting their mind to it. You know, I'm just going to feel happy, and they do it. But a great portion of us need their mind to be able to grab onto something. And you can really intellectually create the emotion that you're looking for by, you know, sitting down and looking at ways that you contributed to this good thing happening and ways that you can create it again in your life. And the good feelings can come from that. And then after a while, it becomes habitual, where you don't have to sit down and take inventory and, you know, consciously change the way you think. It just happens automatically. But another way of thinking that also helps, just like we can tend toward optimism, we can train ourselves to tend away from pessimism. And pessimists do exactly the opposite of what I just described, the optimistic thought process. If something bad happens, pessimists tend to take responsibility and say, that happened because I messed up. They take, you know, responsibility for things that they have no control over,
right,
if it brings a negative result. And they also take it as a sign of more bad things to come. You know, like somebody who's doing well in their professional life and they face a setback, a pessimist would see it as, oh, you know, I had a good run and now it's over.
Right.
You know,
almost like deserving. That's what they needed. That they were deserving of that bad problem. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like they didn't deserve the good things that came before.
Yeah, it's funny.
They
take ownership of the bad, but they can't take ownership of the good. It's interesting.
Exactly. And some of that is, you know, misplaced humility. They're trying to not be arrogant, or, you know, they believe that they don't deserve these good things. But really, we all do. You know, we all have wonderful gifts to share. And I know people say this all the time, but I feel like you can't say it enough. It's really true. I think everybody has so much to share with the world that we should all be optimists.
Yeah, life would be great, wouldn't it? You know what? We're coming to the bottom of the interview, Elizabeth. Go ahead and give your website.
Okay, it's stress.about.com.
And you have two good articles there that also talk about some tips on how to be more optimistic in life. Is that correct?
Exactly. There's more information on the benefits of optimism and more on how to become an optimist. And there's even a quiz you can take that will test whether or not you're an optimist, and you may be surprised by your results.
Your optimism quotient.
Yes.
Your
OQ.
OQ. Listen, Elizabeth, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more Superhuman Radio. I'm going to tell you how to get a $30 gift, no strings attached. You don't have to mail in anything. Great opportunity for you in the second half of the show. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense.
buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to welcome a new sponsor to the Superhuman Radio family. And I've got Jennifer Jones. She is the spokesperson for Innovative Vision Products. They are the manufacturer of CanSee eye drops. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Well, hi, Carl. How are you today?
I should say welcome back because you've been on before. And you know that I am very picky about who I have as advertised on the show. And I totally believe in CanSee eye drops. After using the product for 6 months, the changes in my eyesight are nothing short of remarkable.
Yeah, and it's not unusual to hear that from people, but I certainly appreciate the feedback and your public acknowledgement of the wonderful successes that we are having with this amazing eye drop manufactured by Innovative Vision Products.
Yeah, it's I just can't get over the fact that I can now read small print at about 8 inches away from my face, where back in mid-2006, I felt like I was playing a trombone. I was constantly trying to find that place out there where I could read. I just am startled. I just can't believe it. It's like magic.
Well, and it's just not, you know, solely for visual acuity improvement, as you know. This is just a fundamental nutrient that seems to be addressing the root cause of a lot of degenerative eye disease. And so we are continuing to get reports from different directions of improvements that people are finding with the product after long-term use of it. So
I'm due to go in for my annual eye exam in about a month and a half, and I am anxious to go because I suspect that I'm going to need a lower strength prescription of my contact lenses. I feel like my contact lenses are now overcorrecting my vision. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that is a very common report. Just had another gal the other day who had the same experience exactly. She was not a contact lens wearer. She wore glasses, but she did have to have her prescription strength lessened. So, you know, and often people think their eyesight may be getting worse because their prescription eyeglasses are not working for them as well. And in essence, what's happened is their eyesight has actually improved. So very
right.
Exciting.
And so the lenses actually overcorrect. They cause the eyes to strain in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
As opposed to where they were before. It's really amazing. So is there anything exciting, new news that you want to talk about CanSee eye drops?
Well, Dr. Babichev, you know, the Russian doctor who is responsible, the senior research investigator for this amazing product from Russia, is writing all the time and continuing his wonderful research and doing new things. But he also looks at things that will complement the overall treatment. And something that he's been writing about a lot recently is adding another amino acid. Boy, those amino acids, we keep hearing about them, don't we?
Right.
This is another one. It is similar in spelling to N-acetylcarnosine, which is the main ingredient in the CanSee eye drops that works. N-acetylcysteine is the one that he is suggesting to be taken orally in complement with the CanSee eye drops.
Powerful antioxidant.
Very powerful antioxidant. You know, this, of course, along with alpha-lipoic acid and many of the things that we know support the eyesight. But N-acetylcysteine is probably the most efficient nutrient that we know of that elevates glutathione levels in the surface of the eye. And so this is a very good thing to be taken in combination with the CanSee. I mean, the CanSee is amazing by itself, but this is a very simple thing that people can do to improve the health of their eyes. We don't carry the product. This is just a little piece of anecdotal information that, you know, we are offering up to people who are using CanSee to enhance their overall result. Just a wonderful thing to add to the routine.
Now, really, CanSee evolved as a result of cataracts, correct?
Yes. The initial research was focusing on cataracts. Primarily because cataract is something that is very very evident in the clinical environment, if you will. They know that a deficiency of carnosine in the ocular tissue leaves the eye vulnerable to a whole host of degenerative conditions. So they were looking at reintroducing carnosine in the form of N-acetyl carnosine to see if this would improve the health of the eyes. And cataract was the model that they used. But what they've learned, of course, over the course of time is that this, you know, improves so many aspects of the health of the eye, including, you know, presbyopia and the basic aging eyesight, in addition to other ocular degenerative conditions.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for being a sponsor on the show. I want to let my listeners know that you really need to go to the wisechoicemedicine.com website and read some of the testimonials of people who've used these eye drops. And I believe it because I see the same changes in my eyesight. It's a great product. Thanks so much for being a sponsor on the show.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you as well. I had no idea when I originally came on the show with you, the vast listenership that you have generated with this wonderful show. I think it reflects that there's such a need for more shows like what you are offering here, and there's a real demand for this kind of knowledge. And our phones rang off the hook and have continued to do so. I think it's been a very, very good thing for exposure for Dr. Babichaev, for Wise Choice Medicine, who is a supplier of the product. We just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts and compliment you and ask you to continue doing the good work that you've been doing.
Well, that's very generous of you, and I appreciate you being a sponsor because I love having sponsors whose products I believe in. I want to remind my listeners that the Superhuman Radio hotline is 206-222-2218. If you want to get a message to me, you have a question for a guest that you've heard on the show, you can leave the message there. And in the next segment, after the break, I'm going to tell you how you can get a $30 gift absolutely free, no strings attached, and I can promise you this is an amazing gift. You're going to want to take advantage of this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She's simply awesome.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at sniglobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Keep in mind, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to tell you how to get a $30 gift absolutely free for yourself. You can use it for Mother's Day, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But first, my next guest is Dr. Stephen Joyal, and he is the Vice President of Scientific Affairs for the Life Extension Organization. Welcome to the show, Dr. Joyal.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Now, you know, I read your magazine from cover to cover every single month. It's one of the few magazines that I get that I actually look forward to reading through. It's a fantastic publication. We're going to talk about something that's on your mind today, which is the Life Extension Organization's approach to cardiac health and supplementation. So why don't you go ahead and lead in with that?
Well, our organization's approach to cardiovascular health is multifactorial, meaning that we've identified a number of different factors that play into supporting heart health. Unfortunately, many people, as well as many physicians, and I am a physician by training, seem to equate heart health with just cholesterol. In fact, what we know, based upon our review of the literature and our discussion with many thought leaders in the area of heart health, is that cholesterol contributes only probably about 25% or so to the overall risk associated with heart disease. So what our approach has been as an organization is to identify a bunch of other factors that we know are implicated in heart attack risk. For example, inflammation. We know that inflammation is not only implicated in heart attack risk, but a number of other disease processes as well, including diabetes, and interestingly enough, diabetes itself is associated with an increased risk of heart attack risk and stroke. One of the things that people can do to help understand the level of vascular inflammation going on in their arteries and blood vessels is to check a marker called CRP. That stands for C-reactive protein. And a number of studies have identified CRP as an independent risk factor for heart disease. When we talk about heart attack risk, beyond inflammation, beyond cholesterol, there are a number of other factors too. Interestingly enough, and I'm glad we're having this conversation, there has been a recent study published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and what this recent study looked at was the effect of B vitamins on homocysteine.
Mm-hmm.
And homocysteine is an amino acid that occurs in the body. However, the Life Extension Organization was really at the forefront at identifying homocysteine as an important independent risk factor for heart attack and stroke. And in fact, what people can do to help lower homocysteine levels are take B vitamins, including folate, B12, and B6. Let's go back to what I alluded to before, which is this recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. What this study suggested, and again, this study got a fair amount of mainstream attention, was that taking B vitamins to lower homocysteine doesn't work. It doesn't reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. However, sadly, what we're worried about as an organization is that if people just listen to a soundbite, they're really going to get the wrong information. Well, we actually looked at the study in depth, and there are a number of things that revealed itself. First of all, with the study, the level of homocysteine lowering was very modest. In fact, what recent studies show is that one needs to achieve about a 3 micromole per liter reduction in homocysteine to see approximately 25% reduction in heart attack risk. With this study, there was only a 2.3 micromole per liter reduction in homocysteine. So what this all means is that, in fact, this big study that received a great deal of press was really underpowered from a statistical perspective to show reductions in risk. And what that means, in plain language, is that there were too few people that were enrolled in the study.
Okay.
And there have been other studies looking at homocysteine reduction treatment with B vitamins that have unfortunately exhibited the same problem. The bottom line is that there are not enough people that have been enrolled in these studies to really be able to look at risk reduction. Furthermore, one of the things that, again, we stress as an organization is not looking at just one factor involved in heart disease, because there are at least 14 different factors involved. Homocysteine is one of them. We talked a little bit before about cholesterol and inflammation, but there are others. Another aspect of cardiovascular health that unfortunately is really overlooked is the importance of maintaining appropriate balance of polyunsaturated fatty acids in the body. And one of the things I'm sure your listeners are aware of is the importance of omega-3 fatty acids
sure.
in supporting not only cardiovascular health, but a wide variety of health issues as well. What we've seen, based upon our research and our discussion with experts in this area, is that the American diet is woefully deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. And these types of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids include something called DHA, which is docosahexaenoic acid, as well as EPA, another type of fatty acid found primarily in fish, but in other sources as well. What we know, based upon just a large number of studies, is that EPA and DHA, as well as other long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, are very important for supporting the health of our blood vessels. One of the things that we know in heart attack and stroke is that some people have a tendency for the blood to clot or to clot more easily. And one of the things we know with fish oils is that they tend to reduce the blood's ability to clot. So that can be very favorable in the context of reducing heart attack and stroke. Furthermore, one of the things that we recommend as an organization is having, although it is a bit expensive, is having blood testing to look at what your levels are of key omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, our American diet tends to be very rich, very high in omega-6 fats. Arachidonic acid is an omega-6 fatty acid, and it's found in high levels in organ meats. It's also found in high levels in certain polyunsaturated vegetable oils, such as corn oil.
Isn't it also associated with inflammation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll notice, I'm glad you raised that point, that one of the things in the course of the discussion is that many of these things are interrelated, and that's
right.
a really neat thing about all of these different factors and facets of cardiovascular health.
You know, that's what I really find refreshing about your approach, because so many people try to find the magic, the silver bullet. Here's the one thing. But it very, very rarely in life is anything available in a monotherapy to satisfy something like this. So you're suggesting a variety of different tactics to address this issue.
Oh, absolutely. I think that an approach, and again, the pharmaceutical industry has been very successful at making people think that cholesterol is really all you need to worry about as far as heart disease.
Right.
And again, what we know based upon all the science is that is not true. There are many other factors that people need to be concerned about. But one thing as an organization that we've written about extensively is something called endothelial function. And I understand it's a bit of a tongue twister, but it's actually very, very important. And this is really cutting-edge stuff. The reason I say that is because experts and scientists on the cutting edge of cardiovascular disease know that endothelial health is very, very important to preserving the function and health of our blood vessels as we age. The endothelium is this delicate layer of cells that line the blood vessels. And in fact, what we know is that insults to this endothelial cell layer really form and are at the heart of the cause of atherosclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries. So what kinds of things cause damage to the endothelial layer? Well, lots of different things. One thing that we've recognized is that oxidized LDL, now LDL stands for low-density lipoprotein, and in fact, oxidized LDL is very good at causing damage in the endothelial cell layer. So remember, during the earlier part of our conversation, we talked about cholesterol. We talked about cholesterol contributing to heart attack risk and stroke. However, one of the things that we believe as an organization is that it's not just cholesterol. In fact, it's a particular form of cholesterol which seems to be very important for increasing the risk of atherosclerosis, and that is oxidized LDL, oxidized low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. We talk about other things that are very important for preserving endothelial function. There's an important molecule called nitric oxide.
Dr. Joelle, I'm going to ask you to hold nitric oxide till we come out of the break. I just want to mention something first, and then I want to cover the rest of this. All of this information is actually in the May issue of Life Extension magazine. Is that not correct?
A great majority of this information is contained in there. We talk about the 14 aspects of cardiovascular health, and we touch on many of these as well as other things we haven't discussed yet.
Okay, well, and we're gonna talk more about nitric oxide, but what I wanted to mention to my listeners is that right now you can go to the Superhuman Radio website on the homepage, at the top of the homepage, and you can get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension magazine. It's a magazine that I've enjoyed reading for a very, very long time now. It's where I get a lot of the information that a subject matter that I want to do about on different episodes of the show, and you can get a free 6-month subscription. Go to the Superhuman Radio website. There's both a phone number and a link that you can click. There's no obligation. You can cancel at any time. Get a subscription for yourself. Mother's Day is coming around here tomorrow. Get a subscription for your mom. But go to the Superhuman Radio website and get yourself signed up for a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension magazine. I promise you, it will be the best magazine you read every single month. It's a $30 value. It's absolutely free just to my listeners. So, and how long has the magazine been in print now?
Our organization has been around for the past 28 years, and we started off, and what we are at our core is an information company. So we've been publishing remarkable, really unique information for 28 years.
Yeah, you guys were really the leaders in the whole life extension / anti-aging movement, truly.
Yeah, our founders are true visionaries, and they were really at the forefront of the longevity movement. And again, this is going back almost 30 years.
Okay. All right, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Dr. Stephen Joelle, and we're going to talk about nitric oxide is where we were leaving off there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right.
Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Billy Idol always makes me feel young. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Stephen Joyal, and he is the scientific, the VP of Scientific Affairs at Life Extension Foundation. So now you were talking about nitric oxide and its effect on endothelial health. Why don't you pick up with that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Endothelial health, as we know, is very important for the long-term health of our blood vessels. Nitric oxide is an interesting molecule that helps preserve the blood vessel's ability to dilate. And what we know is that with aging, our blood vessels tend to be stiff or tend to become stiffer and less compliant. Well, nitric oxide deficits and reductions in nitric oxide are associated with the reduction in our blood vessel's ability to dilate with aging. However, there are a variety of things that we can do to support healthy nitric oxide physiology. Pomegranate is a wonderful fruit with a wonderfully bioavailable polyphenols, which is a particular type of ingredient in the pomegranate fruit. And there have been recent studies showing that people who have atherosclerosis who consume pomegranate juice tend to have improvements in their blood vessels' ability to dilate. Hmm. And in large part, this is due to the beneficial effect of pomegranate juice with these wonderful polyphenols on nitric oxide. There's another really interesting compound, a natural compound called glycidin. That's G-L-I-S-O-D-I-N. And glycidin is a wheat protein-wrapped bioavailable form of something called superoxide dismutase.
Oh, yeah.
And superoxide dismutase is a very, very powerful antioxidant that's within our bodies. There was a recent study published 2 years ago showing that men and women who were supplemented with this bioavailable and natural form of superoxide dismutase significantly reversed the arterial thickening associated with aging, which is absolutely remarkable. So again, here's a natural substance that reduces the thickening of our blood vessels associated with aging. There's one other thing I do want to talk about briefly, and that's
sure.
CoQ10,
also yes.
known as coenzyme Q10. And CoQ10 is a very powerful antioxidant that exists in our bodies. We as an organization have really been at the forefront of providing information to our members over many, many years of the benefits of CoQ10. We believe passionately that CoQ10 is very important for supporting cardiovascular health. What many people do not know is that statin drugs reduce CoQ10. And in fact, there have been a number of terrific studies published over the past few years strongly supporting the benefits of CoQ10 in cardiovascular health. For example, one of the members of our scientific advisory board, his name is Dr. Peter Langstone, he's based in Texas. He is a globally renowned researcher in CoQ10. And in fact, he presented a study last year at a scientific conference in Japan. And this study essentially highlighted his remarkable experience with a particular form of CoQ10 called ubiquinol. And what he did was he supplemented patients who had heart failure with ubiquinol. And what he showed was remarkable enhancement in a variety of parameters related to cardiovascular health. So we believe that CoQ10 is very, very important for supporting cardiovascular health, and in particular, the ubiquinol form of CoQ10.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. And you know what? And to my listeners, I'm going to say it again. You can get this type of information and continually get great information about extending the quality of life and increasing longevity by reading Life Extension magazine. I read it. I love the magazine. It's a full-color magazine, comes out monthly, and you can now get a free six-month subscription. Just go to the Superhuman Radio website, superhumanradio.com, on the homepage, and you'll see both a link and a phone number where you can get a free six-month subscription. It's a $30 value. There are no strings attached. You can cancel it after the 6 months if you want. But I promise you, it'll be the best magazine you read every single month. Get one for yourself. Get one for your loved one. Get one for a family member. It's a great magazine. So now, Dr. Joyal, now you've promised to come back on the show because you recently published a new book on diabetes, and we've talked about the epidemic proportions of diabetes in the United States today. So you're going to come back on the show and talk about that, correct?
I would be happy to do so.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you very much for being on Superhuman Radio.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
And, of course, I want to thank all of my guests today, the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott, for talking to us about how optimism affects health. And you can read more of our articles about optimism and take the test to see how optimistic you actually are by visiting her website at stress.about.com. And, of course, our new sponsor, Innovative Vision Products, the manufacturers of CAN-C, C-A-N-C, eye drops. I use them. I believe in them. They're great. They have improved my vision dramatically over the past 6 months. And you can visit their website and learn more about their products by going to wisechoicemedicine.com. And just want to remind you that if you've joined the show late, if you feel like you've missed any part of it and you're interested in finding out more, you can always go to the Superhuman Radio website. That is superhumanradio.com. And there you can find old episodes of the show, current episodes of the show. There's a way to communicate with me there if you'd like. Of course, if you want to get a message to me quickly, the best way to do that is to call the Superhuman Radio hotline at 206-222-2218. Leave a message. Someone will get back to you quickly. If you have a topic for the show that you'd like to suggest, if you have a question for a guest that you heard on the air and you'd like to get it answered, you can leave that message there, and we will respond quickly. We always respond to the messages left on the Superhuman Radio hotline. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. Don't forget to subscribe, to get the free subscription to Life Extension Magazine at the Superhuman Radio website. And we will be back next week with another episode.
Does she walk? Does she talk?